B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Patriots will hold their premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, WBZ TV Channel 4. Raising money for great causes, but of course they also every year honor a Ron Burton Award winner. And one of those previous winners is Matthew Slater, who is with us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Slater, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how weird was the first couple of days of camp for you? Like going into the building with all the new restrictions and, you know, you guys can only lift in certain groups. You can't go to the grub line and get as much food as you want. How hard was that on you guys as players when you first reported?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know how unique a locker room is in a football setting. And to kind of have that altered, it was different. And I think guys had to get used to just the protocols and making sure that everyone's staying as safe as possible. But still trying to enjoy one another's company and build camaraderie and get our work done. So it's been a bit of an adjustment process. But I think all in all, most of us are just happy to be back playing the game that we love.
Do you feel like you've been able to sort of achieve those things that you're talking about, you know, continuity and having good chemistry as a team despite some of the separation?
I think we have. I think we've taken some steps towards that. I think it's going to be an ongoing process, and it's going to be that way for probably every team in the league. It's just such a unique season with all the circumstances and that we're, you know, operating under. So I feel good about where we are, but you know, I do feel like we have a lot of work to do as far as team building and football on the field. But, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time and hopefully, you know, we'll get to where we need to be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Patriots will hold their premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, WBZ TV Channel 4, raising money for great causes. But, of course, they also every year honor a Ron Burton Award winner. And one of those previous winners is Matthew Slater, who is with us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Slater, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how weird was the first couple of days of camp for you? Like going into the building with all the new restrictions and, you know, you guys can only lift in certain groups. You can't go to the grub line and get as much food as you want. How hard was that on you guys as players when you first reported?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know how unique a locker room is in a football setting, and to kind of have that altered, it was different. And I think guys had to get used to just the protocols and making sure that everyone's staying as safe as possible. But still trying to enjoy one another's company and build camaraderie and get our work done. So it's been a bit of an adjustment process, but I think all in all, most of us are just happy to be back playing the game that we love.
Do you feel like you've been able to sort of achieve those things that you're talking about, you know, continuity and having good chemistry as a team despite some of the separation?
I think we have. I think we've taken some steps towards that. I think it's going to be an ongoing process. And it's going to be that way for probably every team in the league. It's just such a unique season with all the circumstances and that we're, you know, operating under. So I feel good about where we are, but, you know, I do feel like we have a lot of work to do as far as team building and football on the field. But, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to where we need to be.
I know how important special teams are to your team. Obviously, the career you've had and how you lead those units. Are you worried without preseason games and really no live hitting for what it is in practice? You really don't hit that much. Do you worry at the beginning of the year that you're kind of running down under kicks and some kids, we got to make sure some guys are in the right lane and all that. You don't forget how to tackle, you know what I'm saying? But do you worry about the crispness of tackling?
Yeah, I think it'll be challenging early on. And there's just no way to simulate trying to bring another grown man to the ground. So I think, you know, we've done a lot to drill footwork, positioning, making sure that we're in the right place. I think, you know, once the season rolls around, there'll be some, you know, growing pain, so to speak, for every team. I mean, we're all working under the same circumstances. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the way coaches try to prepare us throughout training camp, and we'll see how it goes come the 13th.
We're talking with Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater, who's with us ahead of the Patriots premiere coming up tomorrow night. As you get ready for how many years is it now for you? How many seasons?
This will be 13 for
13, me. 13, your 13th season. Was it when you get to 13 years in the league? And there's obviously been some changes on this roster, and there are going to be guys that are not here that, you know, opted out, that are not going to be a part of the team. Does it get harder 13 years in to get up and get going and have that same passion for the game every day that you've had throughout your career?
You know, I think it's the opposite for me. I think it's easier now. Obviously, physically it may be a little bit more challenging, but mentally you realize you can't play this game forever. And the closer you get to the end, you try to hold on to all the moments. You're thankful for the grind of training camp, the way your body feels. You know, those are the things that you'll miss when the game is over. So I've tried to just operate from a place of gratitude this training camp, though it's been a difficult one, because I realize, you know, I definitely don't have 13 more training camps ahead. I'm closer to the end than the beginning, and I want to try to enjoy and savor each and every day.
Yeah, they've only let me down there one time, you know, about a week ago to do that special. And, you know, obviously there's no fans. Do you guys feel it's more of a focused, intense type environment? I kind of got that where you hear everything a coach is saying when you observe, and there's no distractions, it seems to me. Does it feel like it's a more focused camp?
Yeah, I mean, we've really been locked in. And I think another reason for that is we all feel like we're playing a little bit of catch up. I mean, when you miss spring, yeah, you're trying to integrate new players into the fold. You know, not getting that spring work is tough. But look, we're all working, you know, from the same starting line. The focus has been tremendous. Coaches really pushed us hard this camp, and I think we need it. We're integrating a lot of new players. We're trying to find our way to kind of, you know, find our identity as a 2020 club. And that focus has been good for us. And I'm sure it'll be interesting this year. You know, you feed so much off the fans, especially in game situations. I'm sure that'll be an adjustment. We'll just kind of have to navigate it as we go along.
How's Cam Newton been? Have you enjoyed his presence?
You know, I really have. He's got a lot of great energy. He's a fun guy to be around. I think he's been really encouraging with our young players. He's been, really good in that quarterback room. We've got four guys that are really, you know, high character people that have been great teammates and really worked hard. And look, Cam's a special guy. We all know what he's capable of when he's healthy and he's out there playing and producing at a high level. You know, you won't see too many guys physically built like that guy is. It's really impressive just seeing him, you know, move around a football field and operate day to day. So it's been fun playing alongside Cam. You know, he's worked really hard like the rest of us, just trying to get better each and every day.
With his wardrobe, do you feel like you guys as captains have to step up your game, you and the McCourties?
I got no chance of keeping up with that guy. I mean, is it?
How much you think?
He's worn more outfits in the last month than I have in my entire closet.
So. How does he get it here? Because, I mean, he saw you arrived at the airport. I think he had two bags with him. You had to, like, ship that stuff up then.
He must. But it's impressive now. I tell you, he's matching every day. He gets in at, like, 5 o'clock, and he's dressed to the nines. It's impressive, I tell you.
Bill Belichick said the other day he's one of the first guys in every day. Are you that early? Have you seen him there very early?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the first guys in there every day. He's got a routine. I mean, the one thing you really have seen throughout this process is this guy's a pro. And, you know, he hasn't had success by accident. He really works at it. He doesn't steer from his routine. He's very disciplined. And that's been impressive. And certainly at that position, you guys know how hard it is to play and maintain a high level of play there. And he's really working at it. And I think it's been good for our younger players to see a guy like that who's accomplished so much work the way that he has.
I was just going to ask, have you made the adjustment and have other players made the adjustment to some of the coaching changes on the staff this year?
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting challenge for us. You know, anytime you have movement on the staff, obviously each coach has a different philosophy, a different way that they like to do things while still staying true to who we are. But it's been enjoyable. It's been a challenge. I'm sure as the season progresses, we'll continue to come together and have a better standing one another. But so far, I think it's been a smooth process.
Joe Judge went viral yesterday. He was jumping on the ground on a ball with a hose, hosing him down. He was jumping on a fumble. That's what he was doing yesterday.
So I've been told.
Did you see his taping tennis balls to the guy's hands so they couldn't grab people when they tackle?
That sounds familiar.
I wonder where he got that from.
That definitely sounds familiar.
Hey, how important is tonight for
tomorrow night? So.
Or excuse me, tomorrow night for the organization. You know, we've done this so many times in past years. I've hosted this gala. You know, it's normally a four-hour event, big fundraiser for volunteerism for the Patriots Foundation, for the Ron Burton family and the Ron Burton award that you've received before. How important is this night for players in the organization, Matt?
I think it's huge. You know, as an organization, one thing we pride ourselves on is trying to be pillars in the community. We realize we have a platform to give back and connect with people. And that's important. And when you come in this building, that's something that you understand is a part of our culture. And for guys that are new here and younger here, I think, you know, that's something that they need to wrap their heads around early. And as much as they can, you know, utilize your platform and give back. I always think of Myra Kraft on nights like these. You know, Mr. Kraft always talks about it was her idea and her legacy to speak to make sure that the team gave back and used its brand to just do good and do right by people, connect with people, and leave a legacy in that way. And I know that we have so many men on our team who believe that, who live that out daily. I'm proud to work alongside them. And obviously the Burton family and everything that they represent, they're just such good people. So it's a great night to celebrate, to look forward to, you know, ways we're going to give back. I'm sure we're going to have to be creative this year with COVID, but we really look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be virtual tomorrow night, 7:00. You can see it on WBZ Channel 4 and Patriots.com. But in other years, it's usually a lot of clients and heavy hitters that buy the tickets that have access to these type of auction items. Tomorrow night, anyone could tune in. So being virtual, you actually have more people watching and tuning in, so you should be able to raise some good money.
Yeah, that should be neat. I mean, that's awesome that people can kind of get a look behind the scenes and learn about some of the guys off the field, learn about the Patriots Charitable Foundation and the things that we do and guys that are really doing good stuff in the community. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it.
You ever play an instrument back in the day? Real quick. We get this new segment on our show coming up in a half hour. We have people call in and they're allowed to play their instruments. Have you ever played an instrument?
You know, I played saxophone back in the day. And I wouldn't say I played. It didn't sound very good at all.
It sounds like you'd be perfect for our segment.
Yeah.
It sounds like you'd be perfect to call in and give it a try.
Yeah, if you got nothing else to do in a half hour, you call back in.
Do you still own it?
You guys don't want to hear me play the saxophone. No, that it's at my parents' house now. I don't have it.
Well, can you make arrangements to maybe get it up here, you know, at some point this season? Then we could have you call in and give us you know, a couple of notes.
I have to give a call to Jackie and see if he threw it out or not.
He's probably playing it. Yeah,
he probably did. Dads do that. They clean out the house.
Dads don't do anything. No, they don't. That'd be the mom. So. All right, Matt. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care. All right.
Have a good year, man.
Matthew Slater.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Matthew. With us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Online. As Zoe mentioned, the Patriots premiere is tomorrow night, 7 to 8, Patriots.com. WBZ TV Channel 4. And those auction items you mentioned, Zoe, are currently up for bid right now at Patriots.com if you want to go take a look.
Pretty good items, too.
I think you should get in on one of them.
Good personal stuff with the coach and a couple players, so real interesting.
They got a Kenny Chesney package on there that I know would interest you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could get on that, or Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or anything else. Check it out. All that info for tomorrow night's event at Patriots.com. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to your calls. And we've got open lines. And then, again, we've got the musical instrument segment at 1235 with Bruce Arena to follow at 1250. Thanks for the beers. We'll be right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. Then there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works
laying whiskey down.
They say brandy,
yeah.
Fetch another round.
She serves last weekend of summer.
They say brandy.
How can Jim just whispered something in my ear.
What did he say?
That I now can't not think
well,
about.
Well, no, I'm looking at the rundown. Well, we had nothing planned here. This might be a good thing to mention.
He just throws things in my ear all the time. Carol Baskin's going on Dancing with the Stars.
That's disgusting.
How can I avoid talking about that?
I think you should have talked. That's why I mentioned it to you.
What was the
how
other
can
thing?
We not talk there's about it? It's such a big part of the show.
Also, Pernos, like silk outfits.
There's kitty cat, leopard print, a lot of leopard print there.
I mentioned that in a hockey trade to you.
A hockey trade was a goalie.
I don't care
who
about
just
that.
Got traded?
Jake Allen, the Blues goalie.
Got traded to where?
To the Canadians.
Montreal Canadiens. Domino effect, Jim said.
Maybe there's going to be some goalie dominoes this, I don't know.
Interesting.
Tuchel like St. Louis.
Goalie movement.
All right, so I don't know from Dancing with the Stars, like participants, but...
I remember Nancy Grace was on it. It was gross.
Okay. Nancy Grace, there are some people who like. Does anybody like Carol Baskin?
Yeah, her zoo people.
Yes, the people that are constantly donating to her. Yes, she has fans.
What's she going to wear, like flowers in her hair and braid it?
She'd probably do like some interpretive tiger dance.
She should ride her bike in.
By the way, since when did it matter whether or not you were liked? They don't rate TV based on
correct.
Whether or not you like it. It's whether or not you watch. She's a draw.
I'm just looking at the list of people right now.
Give me the list of people.
I haven't watched an episode of this in years.
I stopped watching like right when Jerry Rice.
Jerry
went,
Rice.
I'm like, that's
you, okay, I'm just going to
I watched it to see Jerry Rice. I did.
I'm just going to say the names that we know. You tell me when we come across somebody, not universally hated, but as hated as Carol
First
Baskin,
of all,
okay?
Do you think the show is good?
I've watched like 30 seconds.
I think it's interesting.
I don't.
What,
I
liked it. With the
it's
stars?
Boring.
I liked
it's
it with Tom Bergeron
show.
And Aaron Andrews. I thought they were good hosts.
It's a boring show to begin with, but what do you got?
Evander Holyfield, Rachel Hunter, Joey McIntyre, John O'Hurley, Tatum O'Neill, Master P, Tia Carrera, George
Master
Hamilton.
P.
Tucker.
George Hamilton. I'll watch for him.
Tucker Carlson. Harry Hamlin. Vivica A. Fox, Jerry Springer.
These are all this year?
No, I'm going like the list of people that they've had over the years.
Oh, okay.
Mario Lopez, Emmett Smith, Paulina Porizkova, Lisa Gibbons, Clyde Drexler.
Clyde.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
It can break your heart.
Wayne Newton, Floyd Mayweather, Mark Cuban.
Why would Wayne Newton do it? Mr. Showman himself.
Stop me when somebody is even approaching like the level of venom that people have for Carol Baskin.
No, you can't.
I mean, Penn Jillette, Monica Seles, Steve Guttenberg, Adam Carolla, Priscilla Presley. I mean, this is who they get on Dancing with the Stars, not Carol Baskin. She's infamous.
People think she killed her husband and fed him the tigers.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Denise Richards, Steve Wozniak, Steve O from Jackass.
He's a jackass. Weirdo.
I don't think she belongs on that show.
Tom has a few of this year's list if you
all
want.
All right, give me this year.
Give me this year.
This is whether or not you would watch.
Tell me when you've heard of some of these people.
Okay, Carol Baskin plus.
Monica Aldama.
Never heard of her.
Don't know who that is.
Star of Netflix's Cheer.
I don't care.
Disney Channel actress Skye Jackson.
Never heard of her.
One Day at a Time's Justina Machado. Everyone knows.
No idea.
Never heard of her.
The Real's Jeannie Mai.
The Real's always on when we're on, so we make fun of them. But yeah, so I probably would know who
she is. I've never heard of any of these people yet.
No.
Catfish's Neve Schulman.
Nope.
I know who that is.
Yep.
I don't.
That's the lead host of the show.
Is that a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Okay.
Johnny Weir.
I know Johnny Weir.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Skater Boy.
That might be worth watching for.
Who did?
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis.
We know who that is.
NFL tight end.
Ann Heche.
Who?
Oh.
Ann Heche.
Ann Heche.
Oh, this is a do-good because Ellen's getting crushed.
Ellen's ex. They're not together anymore.
This is Ellen's ex?
What are you talking about?
What is her? How do you spell
married?
H-E-C-H-E.
Who is she? What does she do?
She's the short-haired lady on that Donnie Brasco. She was in that Donnie Brasco.
Oh, okay.
She was in a relationship with Ellen for a minute, but Ellen's married to somebody else now.
Shut the front door.
No. And then she went back the other way.
What? Hold on.
So she was into women, now into men?
I believe so.
There was a... Nice.
Don't knock it, Saturday, try it.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit about it that they probably couldn't do anymore. That was very funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the Tiger Lady, Ellen's ex, some Disney actor.
This is not a good crew.
A former NFL tight end.
Not a good one.
Still on network TV?
Oh. No, Jim, it's off the grid.
No, it's got to be. It's ABC. It always has been.
It's ABC.
I missed one.
ABC's Ooh. Dancing with the Stars.
Nelly?
Oh.
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Does he still wear the Band-Aid?
I don't know.
And Charles Oakley. Oh, that'll be fun.
Really?
Charles Oakley?
Yeah, he'll be out early.
Carol Baskins is the draw.
Nelly
and Carol Baskins are the draws.
No, Carol Baskins a way bigger draw than Nelly right now, Zoe. You're right.
I'm telling you.
She's the draw.
They're the two most popular people on that list. Nelly and Carol Baskins. Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be here to dance with you.
Oh.
Oh, could there be a more unlikable character on TV? Ugh. What kind of outfits are going to put her in?
I don't know, man. But we're gonna find out. We'll keep an eye on that.
You want to hear a great Anne Heche story?
Sure.
Sure.
August of 2000. She drove from L.A. to Cantua Creek outside of Fresno, parked her car along the side of a road. She was wearing only a bra and shorts. She walked to a stranger's house, knocked on the door. He recognized her. She's an actress. It's like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. She walks in. Said she drank a bunch of water, took off her shoes, said she needed to take a shower.
What?
As far as the homeowner could tell, Heche was not drunk or drugged. However, Heche later admitted she had taken ecstasy.
Oh.
After her shower, she settled in the living room, said she wanted to watch a movie.
Wanted to rub the cloth on that couch. Oh, it feels so soft.
So finally, she wasn't leaving, so he had to
watch a movie.
He had to call the sheriff's department.
Shut the hell up. That guy about a freak, huh?
Let's go to the phone. 617-779-0985.
Jake, need some water.
In Boston, Jake, what do you have for us today?
How do I beat that? Boy, let's talk about this meeting of the minds between Brady, Giselle, Belichick, Kraft. I have the pecking order in that room as Giselle at the top, Kraft second, Brady third, Belichick fourth. I think you know, craft some of craft stuff in Florida, plus the fact that she's a beautiful model puts him second. And
Wait. The meeting you're talking about didn't have Belichick, though. He wasn't there for that one.
All right, Gisele Kraft Brady. Gisele's still number one.
Number Kraft one in number what?
Two. Number one in terms of what?
Pecking order. Pecking order in that room. Who's the biggest dog in that room? Gisele is number one in that room. Brady's number three.
You're saying, like, who's the alpha? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, who's the alpha?
Who's in charge? Who's okay.
Gisele is in charge in that room. And in that room, not only was Gisele upset that she had to live in Brookline, Massachusetts in January, but her husband had just thrown 500 yards in the Super Bowl and lost because the coach decided to favor his kid over Malcolm Butler. No wonder she wasn't happy about that. And no wonder, you know, she's thinking, well, I could go to Tampa. I could go to Miami. I could go to Los Angeles. I mean, I'm very, very close to Brazil. And, you know, speaking of nepotism, in this case, you know, Brady doesn't have, you know, Gisele's not happy. And then Alex is out of the equation. Alex gets booted out that season. So, you know, and Belichick's here. He's got his kids, right? You know, he's got two kids in that coaching staff. You know, why? Where is the preferential treatment for Brady? And we all know Bill has a daughter, right? You know, so of Bill's kids, Bill takes the worst of the two kids and leaves the daughter who's got the higher IQ.
That's a good theory.
The IQ test.
Well,
kids.
She's got the coaching ability.
This is worst call ever.
She's got
the coaching. So, you know
what's
what
the pecking order? Give me a breakdown of the pecking order
of the three kids
of the four Belichicks, Bill and his three kids.
Okay, so number one is obviously Bill. Number two is the daughter.
Amanda.
Uh-huh. Number three is Steven. Number four is Brian, at least in terms of intelligence. But that's not exactly.
I don't know that I'd sell Brian short, quite frankly. I don't know that I'd put him that far
on the
list.
Quite brilliant.
I love how he answered it. I've thought about this a lot, and this is how it breaks down. One, Bill. Two, Amanda. What?
Pecking order.
What?
As far as what? As far as pecking order, Artie.
Jake's point, though, is that, you know, to deny Brady any sort of preferential treatment in the form of pulling Alex Guerrero out of the equation and after he had already been allowed, which I don't understand how you could say yes and then say no. But in addition to that, hiring two of your own kids on the staff is preferential treatment for yourself. It's like, but it comes down to one thing. Bill's the boss. Brady isn't.
Right.
The boss can get away with
Bill's
it.
Team.
The boss can do whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
Which is how it goes in any situation. But you can understand why Gisele would be pissed about Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that got me thinking, too. And over all the years, and I watched the two sons closely. I know them both. Spent some time with them here and there. And Bill busted their ass. Like, he didn't just hand them, like, okay, you're going to be coordinator, Joe. You're going to be this. You had to work in, like, scouting and, like, breaking down film for, like, years. And Brian would do all that grunt work, you know, and then all that stuff, you know, take this down, notes on the sideline, all that stuff, before he even had a sniff at coaching. So Bill made them earn their stripes.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Any son of a coach that has gotten into coaching has not earned their stripes like other coaches.
Pete Carroll's kid didn't have to do that. Yeah.
You know? I'm sorry.
He was coaching right away. Bang. Wow, he's coaching tight ends.
He was involved in this.
What? What was that? Where is that coming from? I heard my own voice.
I think Hardy's playing something on this.
What are you playing back there?
What's he doing?
I was playing the New England Revolution tweet of the unboxing of Jim's gift. I was just looking at the video.
Okay. Let's do this.
It started, but I wasn't even looking at it. It started rolling as I scrolled past it.
Okay, great.
You asked.
You were out of the room, and your computer was dinging, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Okay, so and Jim fixed it, all right?
He did.
Jim's done a lot today.
Has Hardy done a lot?
No.
Hardy's, like, watching stuff, and there are a lot of segments going on. Just, you know.
I've been doing a lot, but not related to you guys.
All right, here's what's important, though.
Greatest segment.
It is now 12:30, and that means we need you to get on the line with
Load
your musical instrument.
Load
617-779-0985 is the phone number. Get on board. We want to get your calls ready to go. Call up, state what instrument you will be playing, and then you will be given your time to audition. Do it now. 617-779-0985. We love the Vibra Slap if that wants to make a comeback. Hardy has requested bagpipes today, but we take all musical instruments and we'll hear them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
BAP. Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Andrew in Maine, he plays the tuba. What do you have for us, Andrew?
Little misinformation.
I know what you're doing, Jim. I know what Jim's doing.
What's Jim doing?
He's playing a Beck song, that's all.
617-779-0985. I'm be honest with you. I don't think this is going to go well.
No, this might be the worst segment we've ever done.
This might be. This might go down as the dumbest segment ever.
Hardy's good at this. Like Hardy's like, hey, you got to call for what it is. Like, if this comes out bad, it's bad. If it's great, it's great.
But we got plenty of open lines for you right
sure
now.
Sure do. A lot of tense people out there wondering, should we get online?
Call us. Damn it.
The last time we did this.
You people wanted
this. The last time we did it, we had full lines. We couldn't keep them away.
We could have done it for an hour.
Maybe we should have done it for an hour.
And now we gave a heads up on it yesterday to give people plenty of lead time.
Yep.
And we got a couple of calls. We could use a few more. So and I woke up this morning and this was on our mind. We're like, this is gonna be the
greatest. We're so excited for this.
We're so damn excited.
Don't take my joy away. My nephew can't call in. He's on Zoom calls.
For what? School?
We're trying to have a cockadoodie jamboree over here.
This is real world
get
education
your kid off
over
the
here.
Computer, Heather, make him call in.
Is that what's going on? Are people back in school?
Yeah,
is that why our caller volume has declined here in recent days?
I mean, the calls aren't always great.
It's kind of the last week before the summer's over. You know,
here we go. We got them rolled in. Keep them coming. 617-779-0985.
You people make us work.
We'll start with Brent in Shrewsbury. He plays the sax.
Hey,
gentlemen, can you hear me? It's on speaker.
Yes, we're good to go.
I also played Division I football in college. Quit immediately. Well, after one semester.
Nice.
Name the song. Let's do it.
Louie.
I got another one.
No, wait. Keep playing that.
Keep
I like
playing
that.
It.
I like
keep
that song.
No, that's the easy one. Let's do something better.
Go.
Hold on a second.
Careless Whisper.
Wow, very good,
Beagle. Oh, my God, you nailed that.
All right, improv now. A little longer. Improv now. See, I quit the sax freshman year of high school, focused on football, but in middle school, man, I
can't tell.
Better man than I quit football after 1 year in college.
We heard that three times now.
That's right. I got balls. All right, buddy. Good job.
Hardy.
Thank you, Brent.
I think that's called Hot and Heavy.
Yeah.
Let's go to Alita on the steel drum.
Ooh.
Oh.
Feeling hot.
I feel like I'm in line at the Little Mermaid thing at Disney World.
That was amazing. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Can you do Feeling Hot?
Yeah.
Try that one.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
Oh, Lydia, you're the best. Thank you.
Good one. Still drum. That'd be neat to
here
have.
We go. Cassandra with the vibra slap.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do nice. It.
Hi, I'm here for the redemption tour.
All right. Oh, you really slapped the hell out of that thing this time. So much better than the first call.
This is so great. Felger and Maz would never do anything like this. This is why we're so different.
We need it again. Come on, one more time.
Oh, what are you talking about? Felger Maz had the world champion accordionist on.
Corey Pescatore.
Multiple times.
Where the hell is he? We should get him on.
Probably got wedding sound stuff.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of stuff.
I need like a polka band.
For what?
I like polkas.
You need a polka band to call
No, you
in?
Need like the, you need, well, you need like, you need a trumpet. You need clarinet.
You need John Candy to call in from the back of the truck in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
617-779-0985. We've got a couple of minutes left here, so jump
Jesus,
on board.
On.
Dominic in Northbridge. His voice is his musical instrument.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, forgive the freestyles. Forgive probably some mixed references, but here I go. And I'm not what you expected, because what's expected by my mind has been neglected. I'm angry like a chained up hellhound that's been neglected. I perfected the style with the urban arcane like T and Rocky III. My prediction is pain. Am I insane? Or am I just unique that kicked Rask in his ass just to stop the leak? And when I speak, every single bobo hears me. I'll slap Brady and his lady until Belichick fears me. You must revere me because I'm speaking the blessing. Laced with the cryptic stuff to keep you hobgoblins guessing. I'm not professing. I'm just confessing. I was born in the swamp with black dragons and nesting. I know you heard me. Don't disturb me. I'm making dragon babies. Enchanting with stone skin and giving them all rabies. And maybe you'll just have
tell
a whole
bunch of
tell
me when.
Did you grow up in the hood? Did you grow up in the hood?
It's like the deaf poetry jam.
Feeling
what are we doing?
Hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
One more
Thank
time.
Thank you for the call.
One more time.
What do they say in What do they say in Jamaica, Hardy? Come on.
Just for future reference, your voice is not an instrument, sir.
Ryan in Southie.
Is he white?
Ryan.
You guys all set?
Yes.
Yeah. We're good to go.
Kansas.
That's all I got.
That's pretty damn good.
That's good.
We'll take it.
How are we doing a show in Boston and we don't have one set of bagpipes on the line?
It's absurd.
That was Boston, though, not Kansas.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
That was Kansas.
I believe that was more than a feeling.
More than a feeling. Boston.
Yeah.
Scott in New Hampshire on guitar. Scott, go.
Hey, I'm going to put you on speaker. I've never done this with you guys. Hang on.
Take all right. We'll
take
do it.
Time.
We'll
oh, you
do
haven't?
It.
What?
You hanging? Hang on.
Yeah. You got it.
All right.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you, Scott.
Fiber slap.
We're doing this every week.
Here's Adam. God. Here's Adam.
Yes, we are.
We got two more we want to do, and we'll do this. Justine in Westminster. Justine?
Hello?
Hi, what do you have, the oboe?
I play the oboe, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Very difficult instrument.
There you go.
Very nice. Thank you.
Nice tone. Very nice.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And this one's for Hardy. It's Adam on the bagpipes.
Come on, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? It's T-Bone.
All right. We'll see how this comes through the phone. It's loud.
Hipster with bagpipes. Here we go. Souls of the faithful departed.
Hello?
Excellent.
Thank you, Adam. We're going to end on that high note. We'll talk to Bruce Arena next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline again. Fourth time today, Zo. Fourth time. But this time we're welcoming in a dear friend. That would be the head coach, sporting director of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena's with us. Coach, how are you? Thank you for the gifts.
Great. My pleasure, gentlemen. Good afternoon. You know, I listen to you guys, and I get a little nervous because we have all these great championship teams in town, and the Revolution have yet to win one. So I'm a little nervous. Are you really going to beat me up?
Because
you get after those guys a little bit. So I got to be nice to you guys. I have to send over beers.
They don't send gifts. Yeah. You're in now.
We can be bought.
Yeah.
Simple.
So especially by a Hall of Famer, you know?
That's classy, Coach.
Right, hopefully. You know, I was debating whether to send over a case of white wine or beer, and I figured that the beer would work.
Yeah, we're hammered. It's great.
Okay.
Hey, so you say you listen. I'm wondering if you're ever turned off by the sheer stupidity of this show sometimes. Like the last segment with the musical instruments. Have you ever played a musical instrument?
I haven't played a bagpipe. I was listening. When I was a young kid, it's alto sax.
Alto sax.
Oh,
that's fancy.
That is classy.
Get some makeout music going on that thing.
Hey, so
but believe me, I'm not classy.
Are you officially off the naughty list now?
Yeah, you're back, huh? Ready to go?
Apparently, I've gone to communion and I've taken care of everything, so I'm ready to go tonight. We got to win.
Done your penance and you're back. You never know, though. These suspensions could just sneak up out of nowhere, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm dealing in a whole new world these days, so you know I've got to behave myself.
Was there any chance you could have snuck down onto the sideline as sporting director? I mean, was the suspension for, you know, specifically for head coach? Was there a loophole that you could have utilized?
I tried, but at the same time, they told me that it's even worse because I'm also the sporting director. And I said, well, I wasn't when I was on the field talking to the referee after the game. So anyway, it is what it is.
I mean, Richie Williams is 1-0-2, so it's not like they're telling you to rush back, you know? That's like Wally Pipp.
Right. They may have lost all three games with me on the field. So.
Well, the last time we were talking about Gustavo Bowe and what you could do to maybe get him going again. Goals in back-to-back games now, I believe. What's changed and why is he able to – and he's always played well, but scoring had been an issue. So what's different?
Well, we've moved our lineup around a little bit, and we're getting closer to goal. You know, I'm a real genius figuring that out, that a goal scorer should be closer to goal. And we've done that. We, you know, we've had him in the role where Carlos Field was, and it doesn't make sense. So he's closer to goal. He leads the league in shots. He's going to score goals, and hopefully we're going to win some games. You know, our team is getting better, and hopefully tonight we can get 3 points.
Your team has allowed the second fewest goals in the Eastern Conference on the flip side of what you were just talking about. What do you attribute that step forward to this year?
Well, we have an excellent goalkeeper. Our team works really hard. It's not only our back line, but as a unit, we know how to defend. We've done a real good job in that regard. And at the same time, we've created chances at the other end. But like in any sport, you know, scoring touchdowns, scoring a lot of points in basketball, hitting home runs and scoring goals in soccer, it's the hardest skill. And we fell a little bit short there, but I'm confident as we move forward now, we're going to score more goals. And if we can do that, we're going to win games.
You're going to face a tougher New York here that it seems like they struggled coming out of the gate, but they've won a couple games together here. What do you attribute that to?
Teams in the league. Yeah. They're one of the better teams in the league. They were just going to, you know, break out at some point. We knew that. You know, over the last 3 years, they've been among the top four teams in the league. So we're in for a real difficult game tonight, but I'm confident our team can get 3 points.
Bruce, what's going on with the rest of the schedule? I'm hearing rumors around about maybe some more games being added. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I think next week the league's going to come out with a new schedule. We're scheduled this year to play a total of 23 games. And I think next week we're going to hear that we're going to add another dozen games, six home, six away, obviously. And that'll close out the regular season, I believe, in the first week in November, and then the playoffs will begin.
You feel at this point, you've been you were the first team back locally, and MLS was one of the first leagues back. Do you feel like at this point all of the extra precautions and protocols are really sort of just, I don't know, second nature now? Like it's not even something you have to pay too much attention to?
A little bit, but I tell you, it was challenging, especially when we first came back in April. Really difficult, and then the bubble in Orlando was very challenging. But you know, our players have done a great job. The league has, and I'll tell you, being a resident now of Massachusetts and living in Boston, I think the way the governor and the mayor's Boston have handled this has been tremendous. Because as you look around the country, it's nothing like this. So I'm really proud to be here and proud of our players and our league, the way we've dealt with this and the state and city as well. So we're kind of back to normal, even though we'll never really be at normal, I don't think, for another year or two. But our guys are hanging in there. I think you see the athletes in all the other leagues are dealing with all of these challenges. And, you know, we should be grateful. You know, we have nothing to complain about. We're very fortunate. We make a good living doing things that we love, and a lot of our citizens are suffering, so we're not complaining at all.
All right, Coach. Well, it's great to talk to you again. Good luck tonight. I know you're putting points at a premium right now.
Get three.
And get those three.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy the beers.
Thank you. We will. Classy.
Head Coach Bruce Arena.
Like that guy.
Revolution. Yeah, of course you do. So, we liked him before he sent over the beers.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
People like that interview.
He asked about Gustavo Bowen. It's like he's scoring. What he goes, well, I'm a real genius. I moved him closer to the goal. You know, I'm one of the great, brilliant. But he is. I mean, he is literally a Hall of Fame coach. The guy has done it at every level. But he's very self-deprecating.
Down to earth, dude.
It takes a lot to get a player to change a position like that and start playing in a different role and have success with it. So
it's a little things like that, though. The here I am, a Hall of Fame coach. I don't have to go out of my way to write a handwritten note and send these three schleps that I have to do this interview with once a week beer. But he did it. How many Hall of Fame coaches sent you beer?
None. This is the first.
Well, Stevens, his wife. Made that nice
that
dessert.
Count. That He's not nice. In the Hall of Fame, though.
That's nice.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
No. Celtics win, he might get in.
Maybe.
Parcells ever give you a beer?
He ever gave him nothing.
He won't even call us.
He'd call now.
You think he would?
He would now.
He watches. He's seen us.
Sees me all the time.
Yeah.
He says he watches all the time.
He watches.
You all right? Doing all right, huh? Yeah? Got that show up there, huh? Think you know everything, huh? Yeah, just like you haven't changed. Yeah.
Neither one of you have changed.
Good talk, Coach. See you.
617-779-0985. We have headlines. We're right back. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.